Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Board of the United States. When you hear that song, that means Barry Sverluga's joining us. Barry's been all over the eastern seaboard of these United States. Barry, did you get home all right last night?
Dude, you don't even want to know. I mean,
what happened?
My plan was insane. I mean, since I saw you last, I left Spencer Carberry's press conference, walked directly below Madison Square Garden to Penn Station, hopped on the train to Boston because I was up there visiting law previously committed to before I realized that the Caps were going to mess with that, dropped Bridge to Surround this morning, got back in the car with the dog, and I probably should meet you for lunch in Manhattan, because I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes, and then I'm going to drive through home to D.C. just to get on the train back to New York tomorrow morning to cover the Caps.
Oh, my God. All right, so you drove from D.C. to Massachusetts. Yesterday, you took the train from Massachusetts to New York back to Massachusetts. Now you're driving back to D.C., and tomorrow you're taking the train back to New York.
And the dog is just knocked out in the back seat, just loving life, and I'm just grinding it. So cheers to all you guys.
Wow, dude. Come on by. You can come do radio at the studio. It's cool.
Exactly.
So outside of your kind of horrendous travel schedule there, let's talk about what we saw yesterday, what you saw from the Caps, how it can get better.
Well, I mean, I kind of think and thought beforehand that there is a formula for the Caps to make this a really interesting series. And it's a lot of what you guys talked about with John Walton. Like, they're not going to win these games 5-4. They've got to grind it out, make it low-event hockey, hope to win 2-1 or 3-2 because they generate a few more chances on 5-on-5, and they actually look better on the power play than they did yesterday. But I think that 2-minute, 6-second stretch in the second period where they essentially lost the game by giving up 3 goals there, that kind of highlights exactly what can't happen and how thin their margin for error is. New York has more firepower. They are third on the power play, third on the penalty kill, 7th in the league in goals scored, 7th in the league in goals allowed, like very complete and potent unit. And the Caps, this version of the Caps, is not that. And they're also playing, as Walton mentioned, you know, down 2 defensemen that they count on. They've called up guys that are not supposed to be in this spot. And just that all adds up to a very thin margin for error. Now, if you take the other, you know, 57 minutes or whatever, it's really not that bad and not far from what they need to do to make these games, you know, 1-1 or 2-2 coming down the stretch where they have a shot of something bouncing in and stealing a game. They've got to figure out how to eliminate that stretch that bit them yesterday while they generate a few more chances. And they definitely cannot fall behind, because they're not built. You know, those old Cap teams, if they fell behind 2-0, they're like, well, that doesn't matter because we're going to score four. That's not this version of the Caps.
Yeah, they don't have that gear anymore. And they're not going to find it. The power play's got to get it done, and it isn't. New York's also pretty damn good. And I think we all got to be kind of, like, honest with ourselves about that, because they're just loaded, man.
Yeah, and, you know, if you take Panarin and put him on the Caps, like, he's a guy who completely alters the team. I mean, he had 120 points during the regular season, and you watch him, it's like how you used to watch Ovi, and I'm not even saying that Ovi's not like this, but, like, he draws the eye. When he has the puck, you're like, this is a dangerous situation just because Panarin has it, and the Caps don't have that anymore. They don't have Nicholas Backstrom. TJ Oshie is a shell of himself. Ovi, crazy stats to score 24 over the final 36 games, but it's just not there like it was at all times in the past. So, therefore, Spencer Carberry, who would like to play a more up-tempo game as he gets into his career with the Capitals, knows that this isn't a version that could win that way. And he said yesterday going into the game, look, we're the 16th seed, right? Like, we're not supposed to be here. No one thought we would be here. Now, that doesn't mean that they are taking on the, like, poor me, woe is us, like, we have no shot. They just know that they have to play a certain way to get it done. And for at least 3 minutes yesterday, they didn't play that way. They got caught in a two-on-one situation middle of the ice. That's not going to cut it, because the Rangers are good enough to bury those chances, even when Lindgren is playing pretty well.
But when since it seemed like they're not, I mean, the Rangers are the better team, are the Caps going to have to try to muck it up a little bit with them? Or
that's right, Brian. I mean, slow it down, be very deliberate. I mean, the Caps were taking quite a bit of time on some of their breakouts. And I was saying to, I mean, JP may or may not have heard this, the guys sitting around me, it's like if they shorten the game to like 45 minutes instead of 60, that's a better way to think about it. Take the air out of the ball / puck and make the range, therefore eliminate the Rangers' chances. I've used the term before, low event hockey. Like, the Capitals used to thrive on chaos and, like, high event, and we'll win 6-3, and, a goal given up really doesn't matter because we'll score two for every one of yours. Like, it's a total mind reset with this group because, as we've said, they don't have the horses offensively that they once did.
Agreed. We're talking with our friend Barry Sferluga here on the BetQL guest line. Let's switch things up to the draft, because as much as we're focused on the Caps this week, nationally the draft is going to dominate the week, and Washington sitting at number two is kind of where things get interesting. Everybody assumes it's going to be Caleb Williams to Chicago at one. Do you have a dog in the fight as far as who you think is the right guy? And do you have an opinion on taking 20 draft prospects, including four quarterbacks, to Topgolf?
Well, I'll just start with the latter. I mean, my opinion is that sure was weird, and I'm not going to go with, like, okay, it's been done other places. I feel like for the guys, especially if you're like Michael Penix, like, am I really in consideration to be the second pick here? Like, what am I doing with my time? And I'm not saying it was, like, detrimental in any way. You're asking if I have an opinion. I thought it was strange. It's not something that I was familiar with. Do I think it fit the air, and I'm glad the Caps made the playoffs because we've got something else to fill the air with? But I definitely thought it was weird. As far as dog in the fight, like, I went into this whole process thinking, man, I think Drake May is really, really impressive. I've come through the process being like, I can't shake that Jaden Daniels threw 40 touchdowns and 4 interceptions against the SEC, which is going to have a bunch of defensive backs that are first rounders. That's hard for me to shake. And I kind of come out the other side being like, look, if we think there are professionals running this operation in a way that hasn't happened before. Like, I've got to begin by trusting their opinion, certainly over mine, but them making an independent choice based on all of their evaluations, an evaluation process, if you're talking about with Adam Peters, that seems to be trustworthy because he had a heck of a lot of input into some really good drafts in San Francisco. So I've kind of settled on the terrible for a columnist spot of I'm pretty comfortable with either of them, Daniels and May. I think it would be a stretch to take McCarthy at number two. If they take McCarthy at number two, I'd kind of be like, couldn't you have traded back and gotten this guy? But the other two, I kind of feel like there's no bad choice.
Barry, thank you for the time, bro.
See you tomorrow night. Thanks
a lot. All right, Barry. Take care, brother.
That's our friend Barry Svrluga calling from somewhere. He's like on the GW Bridge, basically.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.